Hello there.
How's everything going?
Just fine. A little bit rainy out in Marin County.
Still raining, still dreaming, I guess. So, buddy, let me ask you. You are a man who not only knew Jimi Hendrix as a friend, but as a fellow musician, and you had great experience with him. I think everybody would like to know some of the things that have gone through our minds. What, in your mind, was the best concert, or Jimmy's best concert with you as Band of Gypsies?
Well, I would have to say this, you know, through my experiences with, you know, playing with Jimmy, and through the years, you know, in the mid-60s, three, four events, you know, pop out in my mind. I would have to say first, personally, it was a thrill for me to play with Jimmy doing the Band of Gypsies album in 1969, 1970 for Mr. Bill Graham at the Fillmore East in New York. And it was just a joy because there was a lot of pressure and tension at that time, of course, you know, with people, with, you know, the whole Vietnam War thing, the whole different crises that was going on politically. And it just so that, to me, that Jimmy's music, and I'm saying personally, you know, from his standpoint, that he had a lot to say in theory about what, you know, his style and his kind of pop music, you know, as far as the guitar goes.
Uh-huh. Well, on this, which would have been his 42nd birthday, what can you remember as being your best memory of Jimi Hendrix?
Well, I think the best time that I remember is, like, I'll never forget it. I was in another group at the time. I was in a group called the Electric Flag with Michael Bloomfield, and we were playing on the same show at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967. And to Michael and myself and Cass Elliott and a few other people that were friends at the time, we were sitting and watching Jimmy. And Brian Jones at the time, he was, you know, with the Rolling Stones, introduced Jimmy. And when he came on, he did Killing Floor. And I had seen Jimmy, but I didn't really know that he had antics and tricks like he had up his sleeves. I mean, just to see him, his whole movement, his whole aura, his whole charisma, as far as, you know, in front of 20,000 people at that time, watching a man burning his guitar, you know, taking lighter fluid, and then the way he looked. I mean, it was past the Wild Man of Borneo, like people, you know, claimed him to be. It wasn't that at all. It was just a thrill. It was theatrics. It was right on for the times, and it was something that people needed to see, and so be it, and so he did.
And he did it first, too. Was that the first time you had met Jimi Hendrix?
Oh, no. I had met him prior to that, even before he was playing in New York at the Cafe Wa. He was playing with Randy California, and he had a group called Jimmy James and the Blue Flames. But before that, I had met him because I was playing with Wilson Pickett's band, and he was playing with the Isley Brothers in the Ivy Specials. And I was playing at a place called the Esquire Show Bar in Montreal, Canada, and he was playing at a place called the Grand National. And we met, and I didn't know what to make of the cat. I mean, I saw this guy, and you know what soul bands look like. Everybody dresses up kind of with pompadours and with the silk satin shirts, the Tom Jones shirts in those days, doing steps and everything. And to see a guy, you know, turn over and do flip-flops and then come back in and be in sequence with the Isley Brothers. In those days, it was doing Twist and Shout and everything, you know.
Oh, great.
And so it was just really, it was something for me. And then I dug him, and then he came over and saw me play, and then the next thing I know, we were jamming together. And then the next thing I know, they wanted me to go on the road with them, but I had a commitment to Wilson Pickett at the time, just as a drummer. It wasn't no contractual thing.
Right.
It was just a dedication because of the respect that I had for Wilson Pickett at the time.
Well, how long did you actually play together, you and Billy Cox and Jimi Hendrix as Band of Gypsies?
Well, we actually played together off and on for about, in Jimmy's biggest years. Like, for instance, like on the albums, from Are You Experienced to Axis Boulder's Love to Electric Ladyland, The Cry of Love, War Heroes. Well, see, Billy Cox and myself actually intermingled with different songs and different things that went on to be in certain album projects at different songs. Like, for instance, we did Rainy Day, Go Away on the Electric Ladyland album, and we had did it a year prior to that, so he sort of like had it, you know, in the can and everything,
mm-hmm.
just saving it so we could put it on and make it more monumental for the future.
Uh-huh. So was it a whole year, though, that you had played together, that you actually recorded or played concerts as the Band of Gypsies?
Often. We played together off and on for about, you know, about that 4 years, from 67 to, well, 3 years anyway, from 67 to about 70.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, now I was pleased to find out today, talking to you earlier, that you are reforming Band of Gypsies, at least in one form or another, with Billy Cox. And do you want to tell everybody who the guitar player is going to be?
Well, the guitar player I think is probably one of the greatest innovators of today's modern music. I think that he's right up there with Eddie Van Halen, Michael Schenker, all of like today's young guitarists that are, you know, that are the guitar virtuosos. And I must speak of my man, Mr. Randy Hanson.
All right. One of the best Jimi Hendrix imitators, too.
And I think that when the people realize and take note, because we're going to do it, what we're going to do is we're going to come out with a little rendition and a tribute to Jimmy, and we're going to call it The Return of the Gypsies. And the reason why we're doing it is, you know, totally musical and respectful idioms because of the man and his music, and we want the people to know, you know, to try to keep it onward. And also at the same time, you know, I have a band of my own. I have the Buddy Miles Express, and, you know, I've always done my music for people, and, you know, I just want to do it, you know, for the love of Jimmy and also for the love of music first and foremost.
All right, that's great. Now, I asked you earlier today, and I want you to tell these people too, what was Jimmy's favorite song to perform live? And I think you mentioned a couple of them.
Well, in my opinion, I think, you know, from the first time that I always seen, Killing Floor usually stuck out in my mind a lot, but he also doing Purple Haze. But I think the most favorite of all of his tunes was probably Machine Gun.
Uh-huh. And he also said something to you about a song that you had written too, right?
Oh, yes. It's going through them changes every day, even right now, but don't worry about it.
All right, buddy. I want to thank you for talking to us today and sharing some insight into Jimi Hendrix, because you're one of the privileged people who got to know the man and perform with him. And good luck with the Return of the Gypsies, and good luck with the Buddy Miles Express, too. I hope we'll be seeing you around the Bay Area.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nancy. And I'd like to say happy birthday to the one and only, and happy birthday to, I think it's a birthday celebration for all the people listening. And you are listening to Nancy Walton on KRQR.
Thanks a lot, buddy. This is Them Changes from the Band of Gypsies album at the Wax Museum at 97.3 KRQR.
10:28 with Steve Garland, just about ready to throw it over to Peter B. Collins over at the Kabuki Theater, who's there with Nasty Nancy. They're just finishing up a film of Jimi Hendrix and getting ready for the return of the Band of Gypsies. Peter, are you out there?
Good evening, Steve Garland. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Kabuki Theater in San Francisco and live on 97.3 KRQR. It really feels great to be here. As you know, this is a benefit for famine relief in Ethiopia. And we want to thank everybody here and everybody listening on the radio tonight who's helped in any small way.
This is a sold-out show, you guys, and you made it possible.
I'm Peter B. Collins. This is Nancy Walton. We're from KRQR, and we're proud to welcome the return of the Band of Gypsies.
Yeah. This one is written about a This one's written about a club in Seattle. It's called the Spanish Castle. It's called Spanish Castle Magic.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hear it!
Before I go any further, I'd like to bless the day that I found Buddy Miles, man.
Yeah. Test it!
You don't know.
Oh, yeah!
Try.
Thank you.
with a silver smile, this is running wild. Butterflies, zebras, and movies in a fairy tale. Riding with the wind. Kissing me free. It's alright, she says it's alright. Take anything you want from me. Yeah. Drunken face, and now he stands outside, and all the neighbors talk to gossip and drool. He cries, "A girl, you must have had what happened to the sweet love you and me had." Against the door leaves, he starts to see, and his tears fall and burn in powder green. And so castles made of sand melts in the sea, eventually. Thank you. Indian friends, and he built a dream that when he grew up, he would be a fierce warrior Indian chief. Many moves passed, and all the days grew strong until tomorrow he would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. Something went wrong. Surprise attack killed him to sleep that night. Yes, old castles made of sand, melts in the sea, eventually. Heart was a frown. She was crippled for life and she couldn't speak a sound. And she wished and prayed that she could stop living. So she decided to die. She drove a wheelchair to the edge of the shore and to Ethiopia. She said, "You ain't gonna hurt me no more." So on the side she seen, it was to stop and say, "Look, a golden winged ship is passing my way." And I really didn't have to stop. Let's see the world! Right! Yes, old castles made of sand, belts in the sea, eventually.
live from the Kabuki on KRQR San Francisco, the Band of Gypsies.
Get down, man. Well, I bet there's about 800 of you guys I've seen a whole bunch of times, man. I can hear you out there screaming. Okay, well, after this next song, you're all going to have to go home and change your underwear, okay?
They didn't know. They didn't care. concrete fast. Everybody down.
Check this.
We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back. Are you having a good time? to see my baby in about 99 and one half days. Wait a minute, something's wrong. This cute old lock this door.
joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Business Friday, drink my wine. Come and drink my herd. We'll be right back.
KRQR San Francisco, live from the Kabuki tonight. Don't forget to call in with your donations at 800-423-4200 for the starving people of Ethiopia. Back to A Band of Gypsies. Live from the Kabuki in San Francisco on 97.3 KRQR, the return to the Band of Gypsies with Buddy Miles and Randy Hansen as Jimi Hendrix. Could there be an encore? Well, the crowd sounds pretty excited from this end. I'm Steve Garland in the studio. Our thanks to Nasty Nancy Walton and Peter B. Collins for being out there live in concert. We have a few more thank yous to pass out at the end. Let's wait right now and see if there will be an encore. And in the meantime, please remember, this is a benefit for the starving people of Ethiopia. Pick up your phone now and dial 800-423-4200. Doesn't matter how little or how large, we would appreciate a donation. That's why we put the whole thing together. As a benefit for the starving people of Ethiopia, as we wait to see if there's an encore, please pick up your phone and make a donation. 800-423-4200. The return of the Band of Gypsies live from the Kabuki tonight, right here on the Rock of San Francisco, 97.3 KRQR. As we wait to see if the band returns to the stage, I'd like to thank, on behalf of the staff and management at KRQR, Bill Graham, everyone at BGP in the Kabuki, especially the sound people at the Kabuki who helped us out, San Francisco Lightworks, who put the great light show together, Buddy Miles, Randy Hansen, their management, the rest of the members of the Band of Gypsies, Al Hendrix, and most of all, everyone who has attended the sold-out benefit concert tonight for the starving people of Ethiopia.
Before we do this, man, I want to thank you all for coming out here and making this the most kick-ass fucking thing I've ever been a part of.
Now, I got to say something. Because I want you to know something. Because we're about to tell the whole world. What can you say? I mean, what the can you say? Randy Hansen, I swear to God. I swear to God, Randy Hansen. Randy Hansen. Randy Hansen. Buddy Miles, man. Tony Saunders on bass. You want one more, huh? You want two more? 10 more? How about 100 more? Well, we got a couple things for you that are really gonna. We got a couple. So, did y'all have a good Christmas? Everybody get a guitar for Christmas? Or drums, you know. Guitar's a little better, you know, you can turn it down. You play drums, man, you drive your parents fucking bananas, man. I can tell this guy right here is a drummer, I can tell.
I like to, if I may,
I'd also like,
if you don't mind, just a few minutes of your time. I want to remind you once again. Yeah, we've been going through them, man. I'd like to remind everybody, and I'd like to thank you personally for, I mean, what a hell of a Christmas present, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'd also thank KRQR for making this fucking, you know.
And we'd also like to thank
Jesus Christ.
All of our friends and people, management, everybody, all the people that put all the time and effort into making us come together.
All right.
And we'd like for you to think about something, please. Because as I was saying earlier tonight, there's a lot of very unfortunate, starving people out there. So if you can, please join us. Please join us, everybody, because it's very important. It's so very important.
Just remember, you're going to go home tonight and have a nice snack before you go to bed. Somebody else ain't gonna get to.
Hear my train a coming.
Right now, Buddy's going to do a thing that he wrote called Dim Changes.
Come on. simple mind. I keep it going through so many changes every day of my life. I keep going through changes just like everybody does every day and night. But it's all right, it's all right, it's right, it's right. Now I wanna know, has everybody had a good time tonight? Do you feel all right? Can everybody raise your hands? Can everybody raise your hands? Can everybody bring your hands up in the air one time? Everybody in the house, raise your hands. Everybody say yeah. Everybody say yeah. Everybody say yeah.
Last time we see you guys for a while.
One more thing. Shine your light. Shine your light. Hey, oh, oh, oh. Shine your light. It's all right. Shine your light.
Return of the Band of Gypsies from 97.3 KRQR, a very special benefit for the starving people of Ethiopia. This is radio, definitely at its best, rock and roll at its most triumphant, and definitely magic. You can be a part of it by calling and making a donation right now at 800-423-4200. I can't urge you enough to help us out. Everybody has come together, from Bill Graham Presents to the Kabuki, San Francisco Lightworks. We've mentioned everybody, all the sound people, the folks here at KRQR, and most important, you. You're the most special ingredient to help make this a triumphant benefit for the starving people of Ethiopia. 80% of all the profits of tonight's concert go to this aid, and all of your donations on the phone will help right now. So we urge you, if you've enjoyed this, give a call. 800-423-4200. I'm Steve Garland. We'll be back with more in just a minute. What an incredible night tonight. Live from the Kabuki in San Francisco, the return of the Band of Gypsies. You've heard it all live right here on the Rock of San Francisco, KRQR. that you are. Thanks again to Peter B. Collins and Nasty Nancy Walton out at the concert. And again, you can be a part of all this, including all the people who went to the show and made it a sold-out concert. Their money went to help aid the starving people of Ethiopia. And I'm going to continue to play Hendrix music all the way up till 1 o'clock, all night, all morning long. The 800 number will be good for you to call in and make a donation. Very important to get behind this. If you love rock and roll and everything it stands for, give us a chance to prove that it has a lot of love behind it as well by calling 800-423-4200 and make a donation as we get back into the rock with Jimi Hendrix and Stone Free on 97.3 KRQR. Which was the return of the Buddy Miles Express. They're on break right now showing a film clip that's an extra for those that made it to the concert tonight. It's a short autobiographical piece on Jimi Hendrix, and it includes Jimmy doing a rare version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. But don't be jealous, because you've got a special treat that everyone at the concert will miss tonight. During the break, sometime after 11 o'clock, I'll be making a phone call to the father of Jimi Hendrix, Al Hendrix. And we're going to talk about Jimmy's life briefly and find out what Jimmy was like growing up and a few other really interesting questions. Matter of fact, if you've got a burning question, call me and I'll try and sneak it along into the interview. As I said, we're going to join the Kabuki Live with Nasty Nancy Walton and Peter B. Collins in just a couple of minutes for the return of the Band of Gypsies with Buddy Miles and Randy Hansen as Jimi Hendrix. Again, it's a benefit for the starving people of Ethiopia. 80% of all the profits of tonight's show, which is an incredible amount. Usually only 50% goes to the benefit. The rest of the 50% goes to administrative costs. Tonight, 80% goes all to the starving people of Ethiopia. If you'd like to help out, we've got a toll-free number for you to make a donation tonight if you'd like. 800-423-4200. We'll get the concert underway in about 10 minutes, and around the corner, we've got Bad Company and Julian Lennon. And a benefit for the starving people of Ethiopia, the return of the Band of Gypsies with Buddy Miles and Randy Hansen as Jimi Hendrix. I'm Steve Garland in the studio. Don't forget, those of you listening, this is a benefit. 80% of all the profits of this concert are going to the starving people of Ethiopia. All the rest is covering the cost of the concert, and you can help. There's a toll-free number to call right now for your donations, whether it's a dollar or whatever you can spare. The rockers getting behind it. Bill Graham is. Everybody here in this town has come together for this incredible concert and this wonderful benefit. So help us out. Now's your chance to take part in this great event. 800-423-4200. We'll be back in a flash with Al Hendrix, the father of Jimi Hendrix, and more live from the Kabuki exclusively on KRQR San Francisco. 97.3 KRQR with an incredible show tonight. And the return of the Band of Gypsies live at the Kabuki Theater here in San Francisco with Buddy Miles and Randy Hansen as Jimi Hendrix. Jimi is undoubtedly the most talented, innovative, and influential guitarist in rock history. His music is just as popular today as it was in the 60s. KRQR is really getting behind the tribute tonight and the very special benefit for the starving people of Ethiopia. One more time, the phone number for your donations is 800-423-4200. On the telephone right now, we're privileged to have the father of Jimi Hendrix, Al Hendrix from Seattle. Al, are you there?
I am.
Great. We sure appreciate you joining us tonight. My first question for you is one that a lot of us here at the station were kicking around. Who gave Jimmy's first guitar?
Oh, I did.
How did that come about?
Well, it was just the acoustic guitar from a friend I paid $5 for. It's just a clean, ordinary old beat-up guitar.
And that's what he started on. Did he take lessons or learn all on his own?
Oh, no, he just learned on his own from friends. And...
Mm-hmm. What was Jimmy like growing up?
Pardon?
What was Jimmy like growing up?
Oh, just like any ordinary kid. I mean, nothing spectacular, just
a guitar playing son.
A regular run-of-the-mill youngster.
Mm-hmm. What was your initial reaction to Jimmy's musical career and his lifestyle?
Well, I thought it was great for him to be getting into something like that. I mean, doing it on his own. It kept him out of trouble, and he was interested in it, so... I like it.
Mm-hmm. What was your impression of Jimmy's public personality and his lifestyle compared to the private Jimmy that you knew?
Oh, you mean the stage deal? Well, I mean, I was kind of a showmanship or such as that. He was really, in true life, he was kind of bashful.
He was kind of quiet in private life.
Well, looking back, what do you think Jimmy's favorite tracks were from his own albums? What do you think his best work was?
Well, I know Voodoo Child. I know that's one of his favorites. That is better than one of mine, anyhow. And, Oxy Lady. Oh, Jesus. Any I can think of.
Well, here's a question for you that a lot of people have been curious about. Now, when Jimmy was born, he was born Johnny Allen Hendricks. And then at age four, his name was changed to James Marshall Hendricks. What brought about that change?
Oh, I did at the time. Yeah, I just changed into Johnny's, I don't know, just something different.
Well, a lot of people have drawn the comparison because his Marshall amplifier was such a success, they thought he did it, but you, in fact, made that change.
Oh, yeah, I made the change, his name.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the popularity of Jimmy that's lasted throughout all these years? You must know how many people have been inspired by him to learn guitar, to go on to greatness. He's influenced the entire rock culture.
Well, it's always surprising. I mean, it's really, I mean, so many admirers of him still. I mean, after all these many years, he's been dead.
Mm-hmm. Who owns the rights to Jimmy's music today?
Oh, that is Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Over the years, there's been a lot of unreleased material from Jimmy that has surfaced in one way or another. Are you aware of any other unreleased material that is lying around from Jimmy?
Definitely, I know of. It's probably just bootleg or whatever, something of that sort.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Randy Hansen's tribute to your son and the benefit he and Buddy Miles are doing for the starving people of Ethiopia? I guess they contacted you about this.
Oh, yeah. I think it's great. People there in Ethiopia really need the help.
Yeah, I'd like to remind our listeners there's a number for you to call to make the donations at 800-423-4200, and those donations are tax deductible too. Well, we sure appreciate you taking this time tonight to talk to us, Al, because as you know, your son is definitely still this day one of the driving forces behind rock and roll, and I'm sure you're very proud of him. Great. Well, thank you very much for your time. We're going to get back into some music from Jimi Hendrix and play a couple of the favorites as well. Have a good night and keep it rocking in Seattle. All right, Al?
Right, Al.
All right. Thanks a lot. 97.3 KRQ.